Mixed Reviews, a romantic drama about inequality and injustice in Louisiana, a first-time director, an all-African-American cast. The feature film, Cane River, from the 1980s, has a premiere and then drops out of sight for decades. Not the most shocking story. But 2 years ago, a negative of this film, Cane River, resurfaced, and now the archival restoration group Indie Collect is in the early stages of restoring this film. In our week-long look at minority representation in entertainment, we spoke with the director's son, Horace Jenkins' son, Sasha, who was just 11 at the time of his father's death, has never seen a completed version of the film. He's a writer and filmmaker himself and is part of the restoration. He says making a film like Cane River in the early 80s was no easy task.
At that time, the early to mid 70s, you know, right before my father was doing his film, you had this strong era of blaxploitation films that were highly successful. And apparently, the overall standard white mainstream film industry was hurting, and the blaxploitation film era ushered in a lot of money and kind of saved the film industry. And once the film industry realized, well, black people will go see The Exorcist, they figured that they didn't need to invest in these black films. So by the time my dad was focusing on his own films, you know, my father was primarily a documentary filmmaker. So the films that he worked on were about saying something. Even in this era, in 2016, it's hard to get money for films that are saying things no matter what color you are. And when my dad was doing his thing, it was extremely difficult.
What do you know about Cane River?
Well, it's a region in New Orleans, primarily occupied by folks who are of the quote-unquote Creole persuasion, i.e. black folks who are mixed maybe with some French heritage, with some Haitian heritage. And this region has been this way for hundreds of years. And my father found it interesting wherein, you know, he made films in Africa. He did a lot of things about the African-American experience. And I can only imagine that this time capsule that is Cane River was fascinating to him, particularly for issues of class and color amongst black folks.
And he found a financier for this film, which in many ways might have been the most valuable thing he did for black filmmakers, to connect with this benefactor. Tell me that story.
Well, what's great about that is the family who financed the film, the Rhodes family, they're a prominent black family in New Orleans. They've been doing dignified burials for African Americans since right after the Civil War. They were a successful black family who believed in the vision of, you know, what my father was looking to put up there on the screen. And it was, I don't want to say it was luck, but they were very ahead of the curve in terms of any family, but a black family with money investing in something that was completely foreign to them on the business side.
What are your impressions of your dad's struggles and really the kind of culture he was in, both in and out of the commercial area and the places that he dreamed of finding audiences as a filmmaker?
Well, I think you have to look at the time where he lived. You're dealing with civil rights, racism, the CIA. My dad was all over the world. He was in the Middle East. He was in Africa. He was in all these places where black men at the time didn't travel, looking to do these stories that were connecting the black experience in America to the global experience or the African experience. The struggles that he dealt with weren't just societal or financial. They were emotional. They were physical. You know, we deal with so many issues today. Every day I'm seeing an African-American being murdered by the police. It's easy to say it's worse now than it's ever been, but I wasn't around then. I can't imagine the restrictions that my father had to deal with, not only as an artist or as a businessman, but as a black man.
What did he convey to you or leave behind that gives you a sense of what it must have been like for him to go to Addis Ababa, to Ethiopia?
You know, my mom is from Haiti, and she's a painter. And my father was a documentary filmmaker and a filmmaker, and he was a storyteller. So what they've both left for me was the sense of looking at myself, but also looking at things that go beyond money, things that go beyond status. I was taught to appreciate culture and see culture in all aspects of life.
What do you think the story of Cane River is, the place that Cane River has in this narrative of Birth of a Nation, that it's an answer to a much more controversial film that describes in wretched distortion the African-American experience? How do you fit into all of that?
I think it's a part of the larger narrative of making up for years and years and generations of propaganda and bad storytelling. I think that with all that's going on right now, there's an interest in these films, or at least there's interest from Hollywood in getting behind in spending money. Now, I'm not saying that Hollywood doesn't have a heart. I'm not saying Hollywood doesn't have an interest in making change. But Hollywood has an interest in making change, as in making money. So all of this stuff is topical right now, and there's a wave. Will the wave continue? I don't know. I hope it does. But I think right now, all of these black films that are coming from perspectives that we haven't heard are just making up for a lot of lost time. And I think the problem is African-American, black filmmakers, folks of color aren't considered Americans, because if we were considered Americans, all of America would be extremely outraged by the way Americans of a certain color are being treated by the system or being treated by police departments around the country.
What's your wildest dream for Cane River? A restoration, a remake of Cane River with you at the directorial helm, or the making of Cane River, your discovery of what this film's all about?
Well, for me, the priority is to get my dad's vision out there in a way that it was never acknowledged. You know, me growing up in Queens with a single mom, I always told folks that my dad was a filmmaker, and it kind of went in one ear and out the other. Now, it's a great feeling to know that finally me and my dad can work on something together.
Sasha Jenkins is a writer and filmmaker, son of Horace Jenkins, who made the film Cane River.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.